Shlomo HaMelech compares the great person, the great woman, to a ship that has a lot of merchandise. And obviously this mashal is coming to teach us something, and we need to learn what are the things that make a ship unique and successful. Because something in it has to do with a great person. One of the things that's unique about a ship is that it carries a lot of merchandise, a lot more than any other vehicle in the world. It fits much more than a bus, a truck, a train, car. Has a lot inside. And it travels very far journeys, very long distances. But the people who pack this ship with the merchandise, they have to be very, very careful that they balance the shivri. If they put too much merchandise on the front end, then the ship is going to sink forward. If they put too much merchandise on the back end, then the ship may sink backwards. So on such a ship that's full of goods, you have to make sure that it's balanced. For a healthy ship to travel its distance and get to its destination and deliver the goods, there needs to be balance on this ship. And so too a great person. A great person needs to be balanced. You know, the human is made up of a lot of different parts. Let me read for you the words of the Rambam in Hilchot De'ot. The Rambam has a section in his great work, the Mishneh Torah, which discusses all the halachot of a Jew. One of the chapters, or one of the sections, excuse me, is called Hilchot De'ot. The word da'at means the halachot of the mind. But really, in this chapter, or excuse me, this section, he discusses midot, the character of a person. He calls it de'ot because while the character of the person is the way they are and the way they behave, but midot have a lot to do with our da'at, with our understanding. When you understand something, then your character is able to be the way it will be. Meaning, if you don't know what humility is, you may think you're humble, but you're actually arrogant. For example, if somebody invites you to speak and they're honoring you and you get up and say, "Oh, I don't deserve this honor. Who am I that I should speak up here?" And then you start talking for an hour and a half. You were just saying things that made you feel humble because you said, "I don't deserve it. Who am I to speak?" You use all kinds of words, but you're really not a humble person, but you thought you were because you said all the right words. You'll tell somebody, "No, I'm a nobody. I'm really not so special." Oh, is that a real thing? Well, that's what you thought humility is. You think that humility means when you tell people that you're nothing special. But that has nothing to do with humility. So your da'at has very much to do with your character. You have to know what is proper character,
And from that knowledge, it will become you as you work on making it a part of your life. For this reason, and perhaps more reasons, it's called Hilchot De'ot. The Rambam wants to tell you about your da'as that will become your character. So he says in the first halacha, De'ot harbeh yesh lekol ehad ve'ehad mibene adam. He says there are many de'ot that every person possesses, which means each and every one of us has many attributes. We have many midot. What does the Rambam want when he says each and every one of us has many midot? The Rambam wants to teach us that the way we look at people generally is we say good person, bad person. What that does, A, is judge people, and very often the wrong way. But maybe even just as bad is that it gives us this feeling that the person is just this one piece. They're either good or they're not good. But in reality, there are so many parts of the person. There are so many attributes and so many characteristics of the person. You cannot look at a person and say, good or not good. Because we're made up of so many parts. You can be great in one way and terrible in another way. For example, you could be so kind to others, yet so angry when things don't go your way. Oh, so are you good or are you not good? Well, you're very kind, but you're very angry. So are you good or no good? So I'll tell you what happens is that when the person looks at himself and says, well, I'm a very good person because I'm kind. Another person will look at you and say, you're a very bad person because you're angry. And neither one is correct. They're both off. Because you're not good or bad. Because you have something good and something bad. And if you know that, you will have a chance to make yourself good in everything. Balanced means that you have an understanding of the different parts of you and you figure them out. Because if you only work on your kindness and you only work on your compassion and you take half of your midot and you make them awesome, because that's what you like, because that's what connects to you, and you forget about the other half of your midot, so you're going to have a ship that's going to sink. And you're not going to understand why. You're going to say, I don't understand. I'm so good. I help so many people. I'm so religious. I pray so good. My tefillah is awesome. The way I give my friends, I'm always on time. I always keep my word. And you'll list like, who knows how many things that you're so good at. Why is this happening to me? Why is my ship sinking? But the Rambam right away is making you aware, hey, there's no such thing as a good person. There's no such thing as Adam Tov, Adam Ra. Because the Adam isn't one piece. It's like saying a ship is great. The ship is great. The merchandise, the ship, great. What do you mean the ship is great? Do you mean the merchandise? Well, some merchandise on it might be great, some merchandise not so great. You can't quantify a ship with one description. There are so many things on it. You got to be more specific. What's great about it? Is it the refrigerators that they're shipping in it? Is it the cars that are in the back? Is it the, what is it? The human being isn't this one piece that you could just say, great. He's full of merchandise. He's full of pieces. That's why we need this Rambam. De'ot harbe. There are many parts. Lekol yesh lekol ehad ve'ehad v'bnei adam. Never again look at a person or yourself as one haticha, as one piece. You're not one piece, although you're one person, but you have so many parts. Hashem made us physically that way too.
He didn't make us just one piece. We have all parts that come together and join. We have joints that bring us together. We have tendons, we have bones, we have muscle, we have all little thick pieces that are coming and attaching each other to each other. And then you have one person. But don't be fooled. That one person isn't one. That one person has many little parts. If you keep going down and down, you'll find that we have trillions of parts. Many little parts make us. So a person in theory can have not such a good toe, but can be healthy everywhere else. Oh, his toe is no good, but everything else is fine. A person can have a problem with his pinky, but everything else is fine. Because we're different parts. That's a mashal Hashem gave us in the physical world to understand ourselves, our spiritual reality. There are many parts to us. And one of the biggest mistakes that we can make in our lives is look at ourselves. When we look at ourselves, we usually see the good. Chazal tell us, en adam ro'eh, a person doesn't see et mum atzmo, his own blemish. When we look and think of ourselves, we like to think of the good things about ourselves. And based on the way we see the good things, we look at ourselves and we're a great person. But now that we learned this Rambam, we realize that, wait, you can't honestly assess yourself by just saying you're a good person. You have to take all the characteristics and say, okay, I'm very good at this. I'm very good at that. You know, I'm terrible at this. I'm really very selfish. I'm a very jealous person. I'm very good in these areas, but in these areas, I'm not that great. If a person doesn't work on their full character, their ship, as much beauty and merchandise that it has in it, could really be either sinking or be not so healthy. It's so important for a person to be well-rounded. Well-rounded means you really look at yourself from different angles and you really don't fool yourself by just convincing yourself that you're this great person because of the great things that you do. You should be proud of the great things that you do. You should be so excited that you have great things. But at the end of the day, you can't be blind to the things that you need to fix. It's a reality we live with every single day. When we look at ourselves and look at others, that's what we see. We see people who don't know this Rambam. And they judge themselves and others in a way that is destructive. De'ot harbe yesh. Lekol ehad ve'ehad le'bnei adam. Says the Rambam, be careful. There are so many parts of you. Bezo meshuna mizo. Which means the differences between one person and another could be very big in their character. Which means that not only do we have different characteristics, each and every one needs to be fine-tuned, but also the levels of character are huge, as he's going to explain right now. He says, "Yesh Adam, there is a person shehu ba'al hema ko'es tamid. There is a person who is a high head, who's always angry. He's not always screaming and yelling. No, but But you could be angry without yelling and screaming. They're just angry. They're an angry person. Who are they angry with? Anyone. Everyone. They live with anger. They live with anger that leads to hatred of people around them. It leads to being annoyed with people around them. Ko'es tamid. Always angry. Not always yelling, but always angry. Ve'yesh adam shezdaramba. And there is a person. Shedato meyushevet ala. Another person. He's very calm. Very calm. Ve'eno ko'es kalal. He doesn't get angry at all. Wow. Whether the calmness came because he worked on it for many years or because he's naturally a little more calm than others. Whatever, it's not the point perhaps. The point is that the end of one midah from one to the other is a very long distance. Is a person who's angry all the time. Remember, we're the same human being. We're all humans. But look how different we could be. Not only do we have many characteristics, but each characteristic on its own has such a huge distance between one end and the other. Of course, there's a lot in between also. Getting angry all the time, that's extreme. Being calm all the time, it's also extreme. And there's a lot in between. So not only do we have a lot of kinds of characteristics, but we also have many points in each characteristic that we could be on. He gives other examples. He says, "Beyesh adam shehu geva lev beyoter," someone who's very into himself, very, very big ego. It's all about him. Everything's about him. Sees only himself. He's full of himself. Ve'yesh ru shafel ruach beyoter. And there's a person who's very, 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 very humble, extremely humble. By thinks of nothing when it comes to himself. Nobody. He really thinks he's nobody. A guy who thinks he's everything. Like the world can't continue without him. That's how big he is. And a person who says, They don't need me in this world for a second. I'm a nobody. And of course, everything in between. Says the Rambam, another example. Yeshehu Baal Ta'ava. What a word. Baal Ta'ava. Ta'ava means desire. We all have desires. But then there are people who are Baal Ta'ava. Means their whole essence in life is one desire after another. They can't live without fulfilling desires. They can't live just realizing they need to fill another desire. They have to have another item. They have to have cake. They have to have dessert. They have to have fruit. They have to have drinks. They have to have this. They have to go right away to their friend to hang out. They have to go on a vacation. They have to come back and go on vacation again. Hey, Baal Ta'ava. They're Baal Ta'ava. They're not just living as a human with Ta'avot. We all have Ta'avot. Desires for things that are beautiful and great, and desires for things that are not so beautiful, and we have to learn how to control ourselves. But a Baal Ta'ava is someone who is Ta'ava minded. They're always thinking about the next Ta'ava. They're always thinking about the next item that's going to bring them some sort of physical pleasure. That's called a Baal Ta'ava. It means their whole essence is Ta'ava. You can have a person, for example, who's accomplishing, who's learning, who's doing, who's giving. And when they get hungry, they have a desire to eat. And when they're thirsty, they have a desire to drink. And when they're tired, they have a desire to sleep. That's not a Baal Ta'ava. That's a person who has Ta'ava. And when necessary, and the time is right, so they want it and they get it. A Baal Ta'ava, their whole mindset is Ta'ava. The whole life is about Ta'ava. They may work in between and they may do other things in between,
because they have no choice. But really, what are they thinking about all day long? Tava. How do I get more and more and more physical pleasures? Lo tisba nafsho, says the Ramban. This kind of guy, no matter how much ta'ava he got, he needs more. More and more and more.
V'yesh shehu ba'al lev tahon. There's a guy in the other end of the stick. In this area. Very pure-hearted, he calls him. V'lo yit'ave afilu ledevarim me'atim she'aguf tzarich lehen.
He's on the other side. He has like no desire at all for things. Even things his body needs, he doesn't care. He doesn't want. Like he has to eat. Nah, I don't care. I don't want to eat. But you got to like wear normal clothing. Nah, I don't need it. But you need that. You got to take care of yourself. And you got to rest. You can't sleep like the way you sleep. You can't. You got to take care of your body. Nah, that doesn't speak to me. That's the other extreme. Totally, not just a guy who has desires once in a while. He's not interested in anything physical. Doesn't talk to him. The other end. And of course, everything in between. Rambam gives another example. V'yesh ba'al nefesh rehava. There is this guy that Rambam describes has a very wide rason for money. And no matter how much money he gets, he's just starving for more money. Just a money-hungry person. Just loves money. He could be a millionaire, a billionaire, a trillionaire. Just wants more. More money. He loves it. And then there's like this lazy guy. A little bit, that's good. Not even enough. Tell the guy, why are you up so late? Like, why are you here? Why aren't you working? Why are you hanging out at the house? I'm good, I don't need so much. But you don't even have enough. You don't have enough for yourself. You need money to live, sir. I don't care. I'm not that kind. Not interested in money. Flip. My mom keeps giving examples. Some people, he says, are so cheap. They don't spend money on themselves. They have money, but they don't like spending it. It's like ripping skin off their body to make them pay for something. They can't spend so tight. You can't let go. That's a midah. And then there are people who are on the other side. They can't hold on to money. They spend anyway. Opposites.
He says, then there are people, he says, for example, he says, there are people who are mehulal. Mehulal, you heard of Hallel? Mehulal means they're always singing. They're always happy, no matter when you see them. On Purim and on the Shavuot, the same. No matter what's going on, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, Seliyot, weddings, funerals, whatever is going on, mehulal. They're always laughing, and they're always singing, and they always have this happy tune to their piano. Always. And then there's a guy who's onen. Onen is a guy who's always is mahmir tish'a be'av all year round. Whenever you see them, you see if it, what's wrong, what happened today? So did you last week? No. Another problem. Okay, fine. Got rid of this one. Tomorrow? Wait, what happened today? Oh, another issue came up. And what happened? Oh, what about now? Like, what? We took care of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Like, where's your battery? Nah, you know. Onin. He is a life committed onin. He's always
dealing with problems. Ask him, how's life? What can we do?
How's it going? Better not talk about it. The other guy is always singing. This guy is always crying.
Stream.
Rambam says, there's a guy who's rach levav. Rach levav means he's always scared. Okay, he's so scared.
That was him. What the hell?
Go tonight. I'm gonna drive to the house.
Too far. 5 minutes away, I can't. Too much. Good now. You're gonna start dating us. I can't. Not ready. But you're 25. I'm not ready yet. It's Bahdan. Bahdan. By nature is scared.
Anything different than the norm? They're trembling.
Then there's another guy, says Rambam, a mitzlev.
His courage.
Tell him to jump up the building. Okay, where do I go?
Opposites.
These are just examples. There are more. Bechayot, more. There are many midot of a person.
And many, many, many levels from one end to the other. Imagine how different every human is.
Imagine how different every human is. Because every human is a makeup of all the different midot that they're great at or not so great at, and somewhere in between every one of these midot. It's an unbelievable challenge to be a human. We're not like one piece and we just have to say, turn on the good or turn on the bad. It's not like that.
I know it seems that way in our lives. It seems that they are good people. The way they're good is because they do this, they wear that, they say this, and they present, they're good.
And he's gonna know good because they don't wear that and they don't do that, and it's not good.
In our world that's very external, good and bad are defined by a couple of things.
But really, the person is so much bigger than that. Each and every one of us is so much bigger than just 1, 2, 3.
You want to see a good person? Okay, 1, 2, 3. How do they check out? Great, done.
No.
It's so much more.
So being a balanced person means that you're aware of the many parts on your ship. And you don't sell yourself short by just focusing on the front of the ship or the back of the ship. You gotta simultaneously work on many pieces. Perfection is not necessarily gonna happen quickly, but you gotta be aware of these things. And you have to be honest with yourself and not be fooling yourself. To be a balanced person means you're able to be calm and you're able to also know, like the Rambam says, when to get angry. Because the Rambam says that between each end, each extreme of every midah, neither extreme is good. The ones I just mentioned and many more, it's never good to be extreme in midot. For example, a person who's always angry, okay, that's terrible. But he's a person who's like a rock and has no feelings and never gets upset. It's also no good. The Rambam's words are,
listen to these beautiful words that he says. He says,
and sometimes in life you have to show anger.
Show anger. To be angry. You gotta show anger.
What's the value of anger? Because it says the Rambam,
be benoni. Be somewhere in between. Benoni doesn't mean in the middle.
You don't take one end of the midah and the other end and you go in the middle. No, that's silly.
Benoni means it's somewhere in between. You have to know what is
appropriate. So he says, for example, by anger, when should you get angry? You know when you get angry? He says, al davar gadol, when something big happens, shera'ui lichos alav, that it's proper to get angry about it, kedeh shelo ya'ase kayosir bo pa'am aheret. So the person shouldn't do it again. Oh, wow. That's a moment for anger. Davar gadol, two conditions. It's got to be something big, and it's got to be, the purpose is that they shouldn't do it again. For example, your son crosses the street while cars are coming. That's not a moment of calmness. Because if you're calm in that moment, it's a message of, okay, no big deal. There are certain things in life that are davar gadol that someone is doing, whether it's to themselves or to you. They're doing davar gadol, and you want to make sure they don't do it again. It's bad for them. So in that situation, you need to show anger. Because when you show anger, especially if you don't normally have anger, when you do show anger, when you don't normally have anger, it's a great message. Because you're basically saying, hey, this is serious. If you're angry all the time, it makes you just don't have any way to get this. It's all, because you get angry always. But if you normally don't get angry, and now you did get angry, oh, wow, what happened? This is serious. But your whole goal is, because you don't want this davar gadol, you don't want it to happen again. But be careful. Our rabbis tell us the anger has to be an anger of the face, not an anger inside. Because remember, it's about helping the person. Anger inside means you're personally offended. When a person is angry inside, so it means you're hurt. When you're hurt, nobody wants to listen to your words and rebuke because it's about you. But if you're not angry inside, but you put on a face of anger, you go over to your son or daughter and say, and you cry on that face and you say something, that's very powerful. Very hard to have anger of the face only, but it's very powerful. One great rabbi told his son, after he did something wrong, he talks at this beautiful line. Since I heard his line many years ago, it just rings in my ear. And I hope to be that person. He says to his son, son, right now, I am too angry to be angry with you. What a line. I'm too angry to be angry with you. Meaning really I should be angry with you. I should show you facial anger to show you that you did something wrong. I want to give you that message so that you don't do it anymore. So you don't hurt yourself anymore. That's what I should be doing to you right now. I should be giving you an angry expression, but I'm angry inside. So I'm too angry to be angry. Because once my anger comes from within, then it's about me. You're annoying me. You're upsetting me. I don't like that you do this. Oh, it's not about you. You want to help people? It can't be about you. It has to be about them. And when you're angry inside, it's about you. You're upset. You're hurt. You can't help people like that. Facial anger, you can help people like that. Because it comes off differently. You say it differently. Your words are more measured. You don't say ridiculous things. Like, if you do this again, I'm going to throw you out the window. You don't do those things when it's facial anger. You talk like a person. You say things that make sense. You talk with love and care, but strong. Oh, when you're inside angry, you can't do it. What a line. I'm too angry to be angry. But you. So that's the line. That's the point where you need to reach in this line called anger. The extreme angry all the time. The guy who never, ever will show anger. That's nobody either. So where's the benoni? Where's the point? That's the point. You don't get angry unless you have two conditions. Davar gadol, something big.
Like if they dropped
a candy on the floor, that's not big.
Like if the chair they were playing with fell, it's not big. It's gotta be big.
And it's gotta be one purpose, that they don't do it again.
Oh, that's a great thing to do.
And then he talks about the Benoni in each and every midah. Rambam, this, to learn this Rambam, gorgeous. To learn the middle of every midah, to know exactly where the balance is. You go extreme to the right, you go extreme to the left, not good. You gotta know where the Benoni is, where I need to be. Look at this Rambam, how big this Rambam is. I'm not going through every word of the Rambam. It's huge. It's making us aware that on our ship, there are many, many characteristics. And we need them all to be successful on our journey. Otherwise, the ship may sink, even though it's got a lot of beautiful things on it, because it ignored the back of the ship. It ignored the front of the ship. You got to be aware you have so much character to you. So many pieces. Learn about them. Learn about the different characteristics of what makes up a full person. And then even after you find out the characteristics, now you got to know what are the extremes of these characteristics. And where is the Benoni? Where is the line that is the line that you need to practice? Imagine we would be able to gather all of our character. And imagine we would be able to know what is appropriate, where we should be. And imagine we became a balanced person. A balanced person means they're holding in all character. They're aware of all the different parts of them, and they're knowing how to get themselves in a healthy way to a beautiful place. It doesn't mean it's zero or not, or 100. There's a process, but you got to know where the process is leading. To become a healthy ship, you must know about all your merchandise, and you must know what makes it a good merchandise. This way, your ship will not only be properly balanced in the amount, but also properly balanced in the quality.
By the way, just before we finish,
this Rambam is a famous Rambam where people sometimes misunderstand it, because the Rambam says that the best way to live life, he calls it
to be Benoni. Uaderech ha-Benoni. The middle way.
Don't be an extremist. Don't go here. Don't go there. Don't go to be extreme. Make sure you're in the middle somewhere.
Unfortunately, some people who are just ignorant, it's not their fault, they're not bad people. They're just ignorant.
They use this Rambam to think that don't be extreme means like don't be too observant of Torah.
That's called extreme.
In their mind, as if the Rambam was saying, you know, Hashem gave us 613 mitzvot, which I wrote about in this book, which many, many thousands of details.
Just be in the middle. What? 307. Pick whichever ones you want. 307. This way you'll be in the middle. Don't keep all 613. That's extreme.
Too much. That's obviously ridiculous. There's no such thing as extreme in fulfilling the commandments of the Torah. In those, we have 613 mitzvot, and every one is important.
And just one of them missing could sink the person's ship. You know, if a person writes two letters on Shabbat on purpose, in the time where we had a Bet Din, two letters on purpose with witnesses warning him,
is already Hayamita. I wrote Aleph Bet. Hayamita. One missing mitzvah could sink your ship in the Torah. That's not called like shkri. A devoted person to Hashem's mitzvot is called what a Jew is supposed to be. The Rambam is talking about midot. He's talking about character. He made us aware of the many characteristics that we have. Every time you're learning something, every time you're reading, sometimes you're, oh wow, that's a characteristic. Let me write that down. It's another part of me that I wasn't necessarily aware of. I didn't know about that. Start gathering your information, all the many parts of you. He never is aware of that. So don't be extreme in that sense of just like trying to perfect like three things, five things, and say, well, I'm great. But what about the other things? That's called extreme. Extreme means you're only focused on some of the things that you're supposed to work on and not the others. That's not a balanced person. You're great at this, but you're terrible at that. That's no good. Don't ignore the characteristics that are important. And number two is, even when now you're aware of the characteristics, know what's called too much of that or too little of that. That's also not balanced. It's also extreme. So now you're aware of all the midot, so you do everything in the extreme, but not everything in the extreme works. So you got to know all your parts, and you have to know what in each part is the point, the benoni. Then you become this balanced person who has knowledge of themselves and all their parts, and knowledge of where each part needs to be. That's a great person. That's a person that you need and I need to develop to be so beautiful. To develop and become such a person. One day when somebody's going to come and want to date your daughter, you're not going to ask anymore. The Shatachan. So tell me, he's a good guy? He's a good guy? That's a silly question. Good guy. When people call up and said, I know for my daughter, this guy, is he a good guy? So the Rebbe will always say, yeah, he's a good guy. He is a good guy. But it's a silly question. It shows that the question is lacking depth. Good guy. There's no guy. Good in what? Learn to ask questions about the person that's going to go out with your daughter. Ask, is he good at this? How does he do in that? Never look at a human being again as a guy, as a girl, as a person. So many parts that make us the person, the great person. Balance. Haida ka oniyot sohe. A great woman, a great person is like the ship full of merchandise, cruising through the ocean, well balanced in its merchandise, reaching its destination in a healthy, beautiful way. This is a very important part of our growth in life, growth as a person. And Be'ezrat Hashem, you will see tremendous si'ata d'shmaya in finding the many parts that make us and finding the many points that make them great. Have a beautiful night.